Yeah, I completely agree with you.
I have to disagree with you. Can I disagree with you with all my heart?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Whoa. Okay, so...
Gosh, you know, it's interesting. No one's ever asked me this question before, and I'm saying this for the first time, and it's kind of fascinating.
Crazy, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
Yes!
Welcome to Portrait of a Business. I'm your host, Del Williams.
Welcome to Portrait of a Business. This is your host, Del, and with me today is Sarah Robinson, the Maverick Mom. Sarah!
Hi, Del!
Tell us about Maverick Mom.
Well, the Maverick Mom is actually undergoing some changes, which I'm really excited to tell you a little bit about today. You know, when I originally conceived it and when you and I first met, the Maverick Mom was a tribe of hip and savvy mompreneurs, and I still love that, and I love working with mompreneurs, but I just have felt over the past few months called out to an even bigger place. That seems to be my theme this year, is being called out to a bigger and bigger game. And so the new tagline, and you're going to love this, is escaping mediocrity one adventure at a time.
Cool. So tell me what that means.
Well, what that's about is, you know, I take a look around and I see so many people settling for what's, you know, it's okay, what's average. You know, we settle for average customer service. We settle for average delivery. We settle for, you know, we settle for the average in our lives because it's too hard to want anything else. And I just don't think life's supposed to be like that. I don't think we are supposed to live mediocre lives, and I don't think we're supposed to settle for mediocre expectations, you know?
Okay. So what does that look like? Somebody coming to you and says, okay, I'm done with mediocrity.
Well, the first thing I would do, I'll use you as an example. Just you can be my guinea pig. I would say, if you came to me down and said that, though I know you would never because you leave nothing that resembles a mediocre life. But if you came to me and said such a thing, I would say, well, let's talk about, you know, what do you really want? What do you really want in your business? You know, do you want to be just like all the other businesses? And that's the other piece that I look at. I see so many people running their businesses just like everybody else.
True.
You know?
True. You know, one of the things that Adam Urbanski brought out when we were at the Internet Profit Summit was about experts, you know, which people now, you know, it's kind of like water, people use that word. But what makes you an expert is you.
Yeah, exactly. Because only you have walked your path.
Exactly. You know, only what you are bringing to it is your perspective from what you've experienced and so forth. So when you try to do this little cookie cutter, okay, well, everybody's going online for their business and so forth, so I got to do it. Well, maybe you're a people person and they're really not.
Right. And even if you do choose to go online, you don't have to do it the same way everybody else is doing it. You know?
Exactly.
I'm sure you've seen, I mean, you start seeing the same versions of the same email going out and, you know,
Lord.
Different people are sending out the, you know, the same edited version of who knows where the original one started.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like the perfect chain letter with just different names.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah, or everybody's using this tool, or everybody's, you know, hosting this kind of call, or everybody's, you know, even on Twitter you see it. Everybody's tweeting like this, so I'm going to tweet like that. And it's like, no. I'm a big fan of originality.
Yeah, that was something else that Suzanne and I were talking about, Suzanne Evans of Help More People. And she's on Twitter. And
yeah. She and I have chatted before. She's great. I love her.
And we were talking about that when I talked to her, because, you know, we were seeing, you know, so many people were, okay, well, you got to do this program, that program. You got to do a podcast, a video blog, a blog, this, that.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, when do people realize, you know, that they can't do it all, right, man? And they can't do it all at the same time, particularly. And she said what she noticed is that basically everybody who does that way usually has things all on a path going to pretty much nowhere because they never finish it, because they feel overwhelmed, because they feel like they have to implement all these things instead of implementing to success one thing.
Right.
They just try to implement everything and accomplish nothing. And
right.
Because they don't wind up doing it. Because
well, and they feel pressure to do that because instead of running their own race, their own unique race, their own unique path, their own unique road, they're looking to the right and to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And they see what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure, well, if I'm going to be successful, I got to do all that too.
Well, some of them are very persuasive, you know.
Yes,
some
they are.
There's
a lot of pressure in the guru market to
some are very
do it the way I do it.
Yes. My way has made me millions of dollars. I'll never show you a check, but it has.
That's right. Well, and I'm all for not reinventing the wheel. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to reinvent the wheel either. It's not that. If somebody's got something good, I want to imitate it.
Well, true. Now, the point with what she was saying is that you need to start with one and implement it to success, so that way then you can go on to the next one. But if you've got everything all at the beginning stage, it's going to be overwhelming.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
You won't really accomplish anything. You know?
No, and you certainly won't bring anything unique to the table if you're in overwhelm. You won't bring your you don't have the energy to bring your own voice to anything that you're doing because you're treading water so fast.
True. Now, tell me about this group you have, and how did you get started doing that, you and Dr. Molly?
Oh, our Rock and Bar Sisterhood. Yes. Well, Molly and I first talked maybe in January or February. We talked on the phone, and it was just one of those instant we got each other kinds of conversations. And
did you meet on
yesterday,
Twitter, or did you meet where?
We met. She knew who I was before I knew who she was, but she and I share a common friend in Liz Marshall, and so that's how we knew each other. But we just had a phone conversation. We've never met face-to-face, interestingly enough. But just yesterday, we were on the phone about something, and, you know, we're finishing each other's sentences. We laugh and say, you know, I'm just going to quit asking you what you think, because what you think, what I like, you like, and what I don't like, you don't like. And even if you don't like something I like, you'll be okay with it because it's me. I mean, it's like that. And so we rather quickly hatched the idea of our first Rock Star Sisterhood program, which is pretty intense and involves some live training and some trips and traveling and virtual training, and we were thrilled with the reception of that program. But then we also heard from people who begged us to come up with a program that was slightly scaled back, didn't involve travel because a lot of mompreneurs can't travel. And so just yesterday we launched the Rockstar Sisterhood Virtual Tour. And you can read all about that if you want to at www.rockstarsisterhood.com. Which is we pulled all of the best elements from the original Rockstar Sisterhood program, but we're delivering everything virtually. It's a 6-month program, and we will be delivering all of the training, all of the one-on-one coaching piece, which we've added. All of the resources will be delivered virtually so that nobody has to travel. So that's what Molly and I are up to this week.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay,
people talk about programs all the time, and so how do you even begin to start a program? Where do you even begin to do something like that?
To use something or to come up with or invent it?
To come up with and invent.
How would you even know
what to put inside a program or stuff like that?
Well, Molly and I have both been coaches for a long time, Molly even longer than I have. And so we've spent a lot of time asking and listening to our client base. Before I ever do anything, I ask, you know, what do you need? What are your stumbling blocks? What are your biggest challenges? You know, where do you get hung up? What's the biggest problem? What's standing between you and where you want to be? And then I listen a lot, take a lot of notes. And then I start finding solutions. I start looking for solutions. And that's what I teach my clients to do, too. It's like, you know, be a solution provider. If you solve problems, people will follow you till the end of the earth. And so I listen to the challenges, and I listen to what's holding people back. And I listen. And it's interesting because sometimes the challenges are, you know, mechanical. You know, I don't know how to do X, Y, Z to make my business thrive. And sometimes it's more mindset. And you know, we need to reprogram some thinking. Sometimes it's strategy. It varies. And so then we distill all that down. So Molly and I talked a long time about what she heard from her clients and what I'd heard from my clients. And then we just sort of distilled it down into six key components that would address the six things that we hear the most. I mean, we could teach a class for 2 years and still not have taught everything we know. But we wanted to keep it small. So we chose the six that we felt would yield the biggest bang for the buck.
So now what do people do when they're in your program? Okay, the virtual. The new.
Okay. Again, I'm going to pretend you're in it. And I'll just say, okay, Del, if you were in it, this is what it would be like for you. We have 2 calls a month. The first call is me or Molly teaching. It's just a solid teaching call on the topic of that month. Then we send you out into the world to start implementing what we just taught you so that you can get some field experience. And then a week or two later, we have a Q&A call, an open Q&A call, so that you can come back and say, okay, I tried it. Here are my questions. And that's for the entire group because everybody benefits from listening to everyone else, you know, talk about what their challenges were. So we do that. And then we also have a component that we call the Rockstar Workout. And that means that you get a 15-minute laser coaching session with either me or Molly one-on-one to help, you know, because sometimes there are things that people want to talk about that they're not comfortable talking about in front of a group. And a laser coaching session, if people bring a very specific question to the table, can be very, very powerful. So there's that component. We're also going to be doing
monthly, or is that just one for the 6 months?
It's monthly. It's monthly, I believe. It's monthly. And then you get audio. You get an MP3 download of all the calls. You get written transcripts because different people learn different ways. And I happen to be a very visual learner. I do better if I have a written transcript to look at. So we're doing both of those. And as far as product delivery, we're going to have what we call the Rockstar Clubhouse. It's going to be a private group where the Rockstar Sisterhood can network and share resources and talk to each other and support each other and ask questions. And Molly and I will be there as well, so that we're going to develop a really tight community. Because our idea, and what I have always thought is so powerful, is when the group is still together long after the class is over, and still rooting for each other and not only pursuing their big dream but helping each other pursue big dreams. Because that's what the sisterhood's really about, is it's not just a I'm going to pursue what I want. It's I'm going to pursue what I want, and I'm going to help my sisters get what they want, too.
Cool. Now, where can people find out about this?
www.rockstarsisterhood.com.
Okay, and final question, just to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
What's your motto?
What's my motto?
Uh-huh.
It depends on the day, but I'm going to find the quote real quick, because there's a quote about we're not supposed to end our lives in a, you know, perfect, pristine body. We're supposed to, you know, skid in at the last minute, used up, worn out, saying, you know, what a ride.
Okay. Interesting.
Because you gave it your all. You gave it your all. And you had a great time.
Cool. Okay.
That's what I want. I want to give it my all, and I want to have a great time. I don't want to have any regrets when I look back. I don't want to have held back. I want to give it my all, and at the end of it say, wow, what a ride.
Well, great, Sarah. And thanks so much for what you do for other women. And thanks for being on our call today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Del. It's always a pleasure to be with you. What fun.
Thank you for joining us on Portrait of a Business today. We hope that you found our tips and advice from our guests to be helpful to you. And please do not hesitate to contact us. You can look at our site, portraitofabusiness.info, for more information.